This is episode number 2249 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 13th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Called Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
Okay.
In a new interview. I'm sure Leah Remini wouldn't be too upset by that. The guy's been doing the same effing part for 35 years. I got no respect for that.
Oh my God, Mickey Rourke.
That's what he said on Piers Morgan Uncensored. I mean, there's like, you know, pot kettle.
Yeah.
So when he was asking about Tom reviving Top Gun.
Yeah.
Mickey was also unimpressed that Maverick was Tom's first film to rake in more than $1 billion at the box office.
Well, some people aren't that impressed with that. I think, you know, $1 billion today was not $1 billion 37 years ago.
That's right. So, you know. I mean, part of me is like, I mean, I'm not that, anyway. I don't care about money. I don't care about money and power, he said.
I care
about when I watch Al Pacino work and Christopher Walken and De Niro's early work and Richard Harris's work and Ray Winstone's
work. Richard Harris? Really? Okay.
That's the kind of actor I want to be
like. Well, you know what? He's Mickey effing Rourke. I mean, look.
So what is he saying?
The one thing he did say recently is he said that Amber Heard's a gold digger. So, you know, that's something. What's he saying? I think he's saying he's jealous that he didn't get asked to be in Top Gun Maverick. Seriously, he was in, what was it, Iron Man 3 or 2? He was in Iron Man 3. He was the bad guy.
Right.
They made him into the big bad guy.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's been about it. Now, when he was younger, you know,
I was saying,
but now he's like road worn.
His list of accomplishments. I mean, it's not that he doesn't have a list of accomplishments.
No, he does have a list of accomplishments.
But they're
of
not.
Of course, he was in Sin City. He was in, what was it, Blue Velvet?
But
is
it's not
it?
A giant list of accomplishments.
Well, no, but he's around. He was in Diner, Rumblefish. I'm reading it. Pope of Greenwich Village.
See,
Angel Heart. Yeah, yeah.
None of them blockbusters.
Well, but some of them cult.
Some of them cult, yes.
By the way, he's a Golden Globe and BAFTA winner.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying he's
been nominated
going
for
on,
an know. Oscar.
So. Yeah.
I'm just looking this up.
And so has Tom.
Oh, it was Iron Man 2. Got to say.
Has Tom Cruise been nominated for an Oscar?
I don't think so.
So see, Mickey Rourke, it's not so
it's
bad.
It's something. Except he's jelly because Tom Cruise has more money. And have you seen Tom Cruise without a shirt? Because well. I did. And I'm thinking, Mickey Rourke, yeah, no, he had his day. He looked pretty good without a shirt in Iron Man 2.
He didn't look that good.
But, yeah, he didn't look Tom Cruise good.
Yeah, no.
That's true. It's the boxing thing, I think, you know, that whole boxing thing.
I just wish I could take the whole Tom Cruise package and put it in another person besides
Tom
Cruise.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would, too. Anyway.
I'm so torn about Tom Cruise. Because I don't care for him as a person, but I like Tom Cruise. Isn't it?
You like his work. How's that?
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
For those of you who were yelling at the radio, Mickey Rourke was not in Blue Velvet. It was 9.5 weeks.
Kim Bassinger. Yes.
The nominations for the 74th Primetime Emmy Awards were revealed on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And
wow.
There's a show that just and I've never heard of it.
What's that?
Succession.
Succession? Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I have not heard of that.
Yeah. Well, none of these shows are on, like, regular TV.
Well, of course not. These
are
not the regular
TV awards.
These are streaming awards.
These are the streaming awards, yeah. Yeah.
The streaming Emmy awards.
But that's how we consume TV now, for the most part.
Well.
I'd say a good amount of television that I watch in my house is all binge-watching, streaming.
Now, the 74th Primetime Emmy Awards were revealed on Tuesday with Succession.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso,
okay, which I've
and
watched
the White
two episodes
Lotus
of.
Dominating.
I've not watched the White Lotus.
Now, as always, there are snubs and surprises.
Yes,
but naturally, because this is the Who Cares News,
yes,
we're far more interested in the snubs.
We are far more interested in the snubs. I can't wait to hear these. By the way,
this one actually takes me by surprise.
Mm.
No Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
Her role in the morning show.
Now, last year she was nominated for the morning show. Nothing this year, huh? Wow.
She's very good in that.
Oh, she plays anti-Jen Aniston in that.
Oh, yeah.
She's very good in that. Yeah, love her in that.
Now, this one doesn't surprise me, and I'm curious on your take of this.
Doesn't surprise you. Okay, what?
Now, I mentioned that I'm really getting into Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah, right, because
it's clever, it's fun, it's cute. Yeah. Steve Martin and Martin Short, both nominated.
Yeah.
But not Selena Gomez.
Well, you know, Selena Gomez she's a musician by trade. She's trying to become an actress. I think that's great. What little I've seen her.
I don't think her part stretches a lot.
Probably not. So, yeah. You know? But I wonder why they consider that a snub. That's interesting. I mean, good for her. I will say this. I heard Selena Gomez... I was driving around. I was listening to American Top 40. This was about 3 years ago. And Ryan had her on. And I thought, then she will make a great radio personality and podcast host. She's got a great speaking voice. Fantastic.
And she's adorable in this, in Only Murders in the Building.
Well, maybe next year.
No big send off for This Is Us. Goodbye.
No, that's huge.
What's huge is that Mandy Moore got nothing.
Yeah. No. So. Yeah. That's because this season was incredible from what I understand.
Right.
Yeah.
Gut-wrenching, the whole bit.
Gut-wrenching. Yeah. From what I understand, don't watch the second to last episode. Just don't.
I know what happened. I watched some of This Is Us for a while.
I can't handle it.
I can't do it.
No. I'm not even going to binge
it. Can't do it.
I don't need to feel that bad.
It's an excellent...
Oh yeah,
excellent show.
But I don't need to be beat up every time. Oh,
I don't have it in me. I'd be wrung. It'd be bringing me out.
Yep.
Just lay me flat and run over me with a steamroller. But where is the Yellowstone love?
I don't understand that at all.
I don't get it.
Most watched television show.
Yeah.
Most watched scripted television show.
There's some good acting. There's actually some
really good acting.
Good stuff on there.
God. Anyway, there you go. Snubs for the Emmys. The Emmys come out in September. With our apologies to Halle Berry, we've run out of time. We just did. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.